Bah, bah, bah.
We are. We are rolling, 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 rolling with
I've
the homies.
had the sweet child of mine from Step Brothers in my head for now a whole week, because the last time we recorded, I also was thinking about that. You know, Adam Scott and Catherine Hahn in the car. Mm-hmm. Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Bah, bah. We're back.
We are. Hello.
Hello. It's me.
How is everybody? How are we feeling? How are we doing?
What an interesting question.
Riveting. We're to the stage where we can't even answer the question, how are you doing? Well, other than, you know, raised eyebrows and side eyes. That's good. That's a good place to be.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay.
It's a Saturday.
Is it though? It doesn't feel like I get weekends anymore.
No.
Because I have so much stuff to do that I am like doing work all week and then doing project stuff all weekend, which is on me. It's my own fault. It's too late. I'm locked in.
There's still a joy in the Saturday for me. The Sunday, not great. But the Saturday, because this is what I do. Every weekend I go into it thinking, this is the weekend I turn my life around. This is the weekend that I work the whole time and I get ahead of the game and I'm so prepped for the next week. And then Saturday I wake up and I say, okay, you're allowed to mess around and do whatever you want until 5 p.m. But at 5 p.m., lady, you got to get it together.
That's the opposite of what you should do.
Yeah, but you know I'm not so like late. You. You're an early morning worker.
Yeah, Rachel and I are both. Yeah.
I'm a night clown.
If I wake up and work, like out of bed, get to work, I'm good. And then by 5 o'clock, don't ask me to do anything other than lay around and drink things. I'm not
my
interested in working at
work
that point.
Is 9 p.m. is probably my witching hour for working.
That's so crazy.
That is my sleeping hour. My book reading
hour. So backward. But then somewhere within the day, I decide, okay, well, you're not going to work today. And then that moment, I feel joy for the only time.
And then, that's the window of joy for the whole week.
There it is.
For the whole week. Yes. Yeah. It's like I usually make that decision around 2 o'clock. So from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, I feel some kind of feeling. And then – it's back. The rest is a monotone, like pain mentally,
panic,
physically.
Yeah. Anxiety.
Yeah. So we're outside of that window, but it's still Saturday, which is like still building back up to the panic of tomorrow.
See, I'm not getting Sunday scaries really anymore. It's more like I wake up on Monday and then I'm like, fucking hell. Now I have to go work from my house for another. It's just like waking up to that additional week of being here and not being able to leave the house. But my Sundays are okay because I can stay up late. Like I'm not like, oh, I got to go to bed at a reasonable time. Fuck it. I don't go to bed at a reasonable time anymore. I am a lunatic.
Welcome to the dark side.
Thanks, ladies.
I wake up early and I stay up late and I don't nap. So that's how that's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you're doing that because I am definitely taking, like, I'll take like a 15, 20 minute cat nap almost every day, either like during lunchtime or like after work.
That's not a nap.
It's so insane to me.
It helps me.
I don't understand it.
It's actual science. There's a whole science about sleeping.
Okay. Whatever works for you. There are no rules right now. Whatever works for you.
No rules. Just right. Outback Steakhouse.
Okay. So who's going first?
Rachel, you should go first. I think it's your turn.
Fine.
You're up.
Mine's definitely the dumbest. But
perfect. I love dumb.
Okay. Hear me out first.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think we're all in this place, right? At least most of my friends are, where we're not necessarily wanting to watch something new.
Yeah.
We're returning to old comforts, old favorites, which is fine. But one of my old favorites has not ever got the attention that it deserves. And so I'm bringing it up again because it is so light and fluffy and enjoyable that I truly believe it is the watch that America needs right now. Maxie, this is my counterpoint to your argument for Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, it's the it's the anti-Grey's.
Oh.
So the creator of Scrubs, I forget his name, Bill something, very funny man, created a show around Courtney Cox called Cougar Town.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wherein
of course this is yours.
She is a recent divorcee realtor in bumfuck Florida. And the writing is so funny. If you liked the humor of Scrubs, it's obviously had a lot of the same writers, but it's a totally different cast of characters with some delightful cameos from like Sarah Chalk and stuff. But
yeah.
And his wife, the creator, Bill's wife, plays a very, like, the funniest character in the whole thing. I love her so much. She played Dr. Cox's wife on Scrubs, and she plays Courtney Cox's best friend in Cougar Town. It is just such a quick, light, bingeable thing. I've been using it as a background watch. Like, if you want to watch something new, but you can't invest in getting to know, like, I keep trying to get into Succession, and I just can't do it right now. I don't have the emotional bandwidth. Dark. It's too dark, and it's too, like, I have to pay attention too much. This Cougar Town is so funny. It's quick jokes. It's very happy endings, actually, for those of us
who thought
and fell in love with happy endings. It's very like that, where it's super quick, just zingers left and right. You fall in love with the characters. They're a small little world. It's literally, they're called the cul-de-sac crew. And it's just this bunch of neighbors who drink a ton of wine and give each other shit and make up dumb games. And everyone's pretty hot. Busy Phillips is in it. She's amazing.
Yes, she's great.
It's so fun.
Yay,
so I'm just throwing it out there. It's all on Hulu, so you can watch all of it. And there's like 8 or 9 seasons, I think.
That's perfect.
We've talked about this before, because I think I watched like the first 3, maybe. I should go do a rewatch, because you've talked about the show a lot. Like, I know this is your like perennial background watch.
It's one of them for sure. It's one that I constantly go back to as a comfort and a background watch, you know, like a Parks and Rec.
Would you say it's a background watch, or it's like a first time through?
You absolutely could watch it as a background watch, and like, you would understand what was happening. Like, the storylines are not complicated. It's a sitcom. But you would miss a lot of the jokes, which would be sad. But then you can go back and watch it a second or third time, which is what I do, because I always catch new stuff that I miss. There's a lot of Easter eggs.
I think I'm going to queue that up after Private Practice, because I'm like solidly halfway through Private Practice.
I just need someone, because the first time I watched it through, it was with an ex-boyfriend, and they have this dumb game that they invent and play in it called Penny Can, where they throw pens into a can. And I just need someone in my life that I can call and go, Penny Can, and they know what I'm talking about. So if that could be one of you, I would really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, we'll work on it. Did you guys watch New Girl? Am I the only one who watched New Girl?
Were you thinking True American?
Yeah. The game? Yeah, because in terms of like making up games, it's so funny and so ridiculous. And like, I really love that show. Like,
someone actually tried to make a version of it.
There's a
the
website
that you can play.
I think that's real. That's true.
The floor is lava.
Well, if we were quarantined together, that's the kind of shit we would be doing.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Standing
on my furniture.
Next time.
Yeah, the next time.
Next global wave 2. Pandemic.
Yeah, wave 2.
We're going to plan this shit better.
Definitely.
All right. Tara, what's yours?
So this is just like my real life, how I live. But you guys know I love the fitness, right? That's my thing. So I have been getting very creative when it comes to at-home fitness. And I'm very determined to kick my own ass, although I cried a little bit because I lost all the calluses on my hands because I can't lift heavy things. So I'm just doing like weird fitness things in my house. Like, I'm doing pull-ups from the like moldings in the living room, just like hanging out. The dogs think I'm insane. I was doing like upright rows with dog food bags. I'm just kind of looking around my house like, hey, can you be a fitness tool? And then using it as such. So I'm basically just freaking out my animals with fitness at this point.
That feels on brand for you.
And my secret hope is that the squirrel sees me inside getting stronger and meaner.
Don't bring up the squirrel again.
Well, I think it's important that we talk about the squirrel.
Can we name him? I feel like we need to name him.
I don't want to. I don't know, because then I can't kill him.
Maxie, name it.
Claude.
Oh, no.
His name is Claude. Claude.
Aww.
S.
Oh, God. Is he French?
Choir. He's a attorney squirrel. He specializes in trespassing suits. He has a tiny little briefcase that he carries his nuts and his paperwork in.
He does not. I've seen him. Now he's digging in my flower boxes. Oh, and I have a friend. My friend Steven actually bought a BB gun because his squirrel ate his grill cover and chewed through a bunch of like potted plant hanging things on their deck. So this is a citywide war with the squirrels at this point. I'm not the only one in this struggle.
This is what I'm going to say. I don't think it's just one squirrel. And I think if you were to kill the squirrel, which I, on the record, do not support, if you kill that squirrel, more will come. It's pointless.
So yesterday there were two squirrels. Yeah. So there were two squirrels and the cardinal was there too, which felt like...
Oh, our bird friend.
It was really hurtful because I thought the cardinal was on my side and then he was there with the squirrels. And I realized... I am not the Snow White that I thought I was.
No.
He's with Claude.
So that's where I'm at. Maxie, what about you? How are
I'm
you escaping
happy
this
for
week?
You. Okay. So I am escaping this week by ordering wine online. And I know that that's like a very obvious thing. But Rachel referred me to one of the wine places. It's called First Leaf. And then I'm also trying Bright Cellars. So all my wine decided to show up on the same day. So I had to lug it down from my mailroom. That was not really part of the fun. But I'm now like having my own little wine tasting club here in my apartment. And that's like something fun to look forward to. Because previously I just bought 12 bottles of a wine that I like. And this definitely runs the risk of like having wine that I don't love, but I figured I can just like make a sangria out of it if I end up hating any of them. So
that's a good idea. Yeah.
That's how I'm spending my time.
Also, do I think I'm going to absolutely love all of them? No. But in general, as long as it's a red, it doesn't taste like feet and it isn't sweet, I'm into it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I've gone through a box now of First Leaf of 12 different reds and I liked all of them.
Oh, nice. I got my first shipments of all of it today. And so I have 9 different ones from First Leaf and 4 from Bright Cellars. So I'm going to pick, I probably will go First Leaf because they're much more in line with what I would normally spend on a bottle of wine. But if Bright Cellars is like way better, I might do like, I might pepper in some fancy
ones. Yeah, let me know. I'll try them.
But if anyone has like recommendations for that type of place, please
let us know.
Our DMs.
I should do a box of First Leaf.
Do a box of First Leaf and check it out. Because I was down to one bottle of red and it was a tumultuous time in my life. I was worried.
Danger.
Yeah, danger so zone danger. For sure. Even though I have 30, so much liquor.
I just counted. Yeah, I have 33 bottles of red.
I know.
You're going to be okay.
I know that realistically we're going to be able to get groceries. But I just have that thing in my head where I'm like, well, if they like stop selling alcohol, what am I going to do? What will be my joy?
Right. I know California won't, especially wine. Like, but I'm still just the way people got about toilet paper, that's how I feel about wine.
Yes, same. Same. So that's my thing. Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm doing my own wine.
If you asked me to choose between I had to be out of toilet paper or out of wine, 100% I would say I'm out of toilet paper.
A shower.
You can figure that out, but you cannot replace wine.
Yeah.
Is it wine or just all alcohol? Because I mean, I would just be like, okay.
Just wine. Just even wine. If it was only wine, I would still choose.
Yeah. I have no
interest.
But
you don't drink wine like we do.
Right.
No, I'd be fine. I would keep the toilet paper.
Well, what about you, Taylor? You do beer. If it was either beer or toilet paper.
Yeah, if it was beer, whiskey, or toilet, I would be like, well, I'm going to need the beers. I guess I'll just figure it out.
Shit in the woods.
Right. And this is ridiculous because I'm drinking like 3 times a week. So for anyone listening who's like, uh-oh, it's becoming a problem. It's like, it's 3 times a week at night. It's not a big deal. It's just, it's my only joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is my only joy.
So that's it.
Yep.
And next time Rachel's going to set an alarm for all of us to remember to start drinking 15 minutes before the episode, not right as we start
recording.
Yeah,
everyone take a shot of tequila beforehand.
Oh, I can't. I'm too
old. Oh, wait. Fuck you bitches. We haven't called each other bitches yet this episode.
Oh, thank you for that.
Like, I need to throw it out there.
Now we can wrap it up.
Now we're done. This is the end now. Right.
So, cool. Rachel, where can we find you?
I'm at Rachel G. King on all of the internet things. What about you, Tara?
I'm a Terragos. And Maxi?
Maxi Maggio. You can find us at Escapeless Pod, wherever podcasts live. Twitter, Instagram, the podcast machines.
Podcastlandia. You know.
Yeah. Find us, subscribe, rate us, 5 stars only, please.
Yes.
Tell us what you're doing to escape. Slide into those DMs. You can also email us your voice notes at escapelesspod@gmail.com. Please. We'd love to hear from you. I'm bored. Please email me.
Please. send us some notes, some love notes.
We'll see you back in a couple days. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's get more wine. Let's get more wine. We're gonna get more wine. Wine is the answer.